meu cavalo preto com cabelo ao vento. Quero ouvir.
Anunciação, sung by Brazilian musician Anderson Sofri, is an example of the kind of music people think of when they think of Brazil. What other words do you think of when you think of Brazil? Samba? Carnival? Açaí? Many people think of the word saudade.
What is saudade?
The Portuguese word saudade is defined as a feeling of longing or nostalgia that is supposedly characteristic of the Brazilian temperament. Marcos Brasileiro, a Portuguese professor at Utah State University, is what you would call a resident expert on saudade. He argues that even though saudade is a Portuguese word, it simply describes a universal feeling.
Saudade is feeling of longing, feeling of missing something that you lost. So we have a word for it. In English, we might have a sentence for it, but it's the same. It is the same feeling.
So, in short, saudade is a melancholy feeling of missing something or someone. This is a sharp contrast to the enthusiastic energy that often stereotypes the Brazilian culture. Jessimara Clark is a Brazilian native who now lives in Cache Valley. Her friends would describe her as funny, outgoing, and loving. However, she felt out of place and homesick after moving to Utah and missed her family and culture. To her, saudade was something that hurt deeply.
A palavra saudade para mim seria...
And something you can't have. It is a little complicated because you have a lot of things here that are like Brazilian things, but at the same time, it's not exactly what you want. So for me, it is a painful feeling to not have something in the same way that you've always had it.
Jessie did not see her family for over 3 years, but was finally able to visit them in Brazil last spring. She explains that missing her family in Brazil was difficult, but so was communicating with her new family in Utah. Even with these difficulties, Jessie says that her community has been very welcoming to her and her culture. She described a food truck that is in Cache Valley, where people, not only Brazilians but Americans as well, gather together to eat. That food truck that Jessie mentioned is Cissa's Brazilian Kitchen, run by the one and only Cissa Enan. Cissa is a local legend in Cache Valley. She works hard to connect the Brazilian community and share Brazilian culture through the best way possible, food. However, even after 20 years of living in Utah, Cissa remembers the sadness she felt when she left Brazil.
Essa palavra significa tanto, tem tanto...
This word means so much. It has a lot of meaning in Portuguese. We can't even find a word in English that has the same meaning. When I think about saudade, I especially think about when you just arrive here in the USA. It is such a huge pain in the heart, especially when you have never left your family and you are living completely in a strange land with people you don't know and the culture is completely different and everything else. It is saudade of your family, saudade of your own culture.
Saudade da família, saudade da sua própria cultura.
Vou mostrar os lindos rios de águas claras, as belezas.
Remember Anderson from earlier? Anderson came to Cache Valley to study abroad for his PhD and loved sharing his culture through music. It was hard for him to describe saudade, but not hard for him to remember his own personal saudades.
Olha, difícil. Explicar. Mas,
well,
é uma coisa
it's difficult
que
to explain. It's something that you feel more than you can explain. To feel like you are missing something that you need, the same way I miss my family and my friends, it's something that, until you are able to see them or hug them again, the saudade doesn't
end.
Each individual Brazilian brings their own taste of culture, food, music, and warmth. However, often hidden behind these happy facades are deep feelings of homesickness and feelings of sadness for the life they left behind. This nostalgia is not reserved for Brazilians, but as Professor Brasileiro concludes, it makes us more human.
We can be a little bit more generous with someone who is different, someone who is not me, someone who comes from a different background. If we are self-aware, we can be a little bit more kind and human in relation to difference, to the other.
For Utah Public Radio, this is Corinne Clarkson-Heaps.